Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
That's it, folks. The perfect human zombie. That's what it's all about right now with this mainstream media. It's not the fifth column, so to speak. It's not doing its job. It's not a purveyor of truth. Welcome, folks, and all truth seekers, to the first edition of Veritas. Folks, it's just been on my heart to launch this forum, so to speak, to get a different perspective on some of these memes and these mindsets that are being created by the mainstream media out there to move public opinion, to move this world along the path to the New World Order. I'm Bro Ken, folks. You all know me from SDG and Tribulation Now, and we've done some shows called The Time Is Now. I've been on Zen Garcia's show and a few others over the years. And what we're going to do on this first edition, the premier edition of Veritas, is look into this Russian hacking claim by the establishment. You know, we've got, quote unquote, 17 intelligence agencies telling us that the Russians hacked the elections. Some of those agencies that have been referred to as intelligence agencies include U.S. Customs, Border Patrol, the Coast Guard. Come on, folks. This is a joke. This is a joke. In fact, the big buzz out in the media this week came from the Grizzly Step report. This was prepared by Homeland Security and the FBI. And it's, quite frankly, folks, it's a joke. It's nothing but a joke. So what I'd like to do is get a different perspective on this matter. And I have a clip right here by none other than John McAfee being interviewed and going through four reasons why this couldn't possibly be a Russian hack. First, he says, you know, this report claims that they used a Cyrillic keyboard. Can you believe this? A Cyrillic keyboard. That's why. And it's got a Russian timestamp during business hours in Moscow, and the IP address pointed to Russia. You know? These things are so lame. And the malware was written in Russian. Give me a break. These are the reasons, the justification for the establishment to claim that it was a Russian hack. Listen to what John McAfee has to say.
I'm going to be very frank with you and the American public. I think that today, the most deceptive propaganda to date was perpetrated on the American public. The data that was presented, the evidence was culled from a thing called the Grizzly Step Report, put together jointly by Homeland Security and the FBI. In there are four facts which they claim prove that Russia did this hack. It was utter nonsense. The information was, number one, Russian language was found in the malware. Number two, a Cyrillic keyboard was used. By the way, the forensic science can now tell what type of keyboard was used to develop a piece of malware. Number three, the compiler, that is one the piece of software that compiles the code so that it can execute, always dates and timestamps. It said that the timestamps were in a time zone for the business hours of Moscow and St. Petersburg and other places in Russia. And then number four, that the IP address pointed to a Russian address. Now, let me go through this and try to make it very simple for the American people. If the CIA wanted to hack Russia, the things you would not do is you would not include the English language in your software, because that would then exclude everybody except English-speaking nations. You would certainly not use a keyboard that everybody knows that the CIA uses, whatever keyboard they use. You'd have them use a Chinese keyboard or something else. You would certainly remove the date and timestamp from the program so that you couldn't tell what business hours or what zone you were in when it was compiled. And number four, you would absolutely not have an IP address that points to you. Because, seriously, if Russia declared war on us because we hacked Russia, and the head of the CIA or the intelligence committee came to Congress and they said, well, what happened? Oh, well, you know, we didn't have time to remove the English language. We didn't have time to remove the date stamp. We didn't have time. The guy couldn't use the Chinese keyboard, so we gave him our regular keyboard. And, you know, it was my wife's birthday, so I could not remove the IP address. Please. Yeah. That person would be scheduled for suicide. So this is what
John,
they are asking
does,
us. Yes.
Does Donald Trump have enough room to challenge this? I mean, the way you present it tonight, this doesn't sound credible. It doesn't sound conclusive. It sounds rather flimsy the way you've presented it.
Well it's not just flimsy. It's either this. It's propaganda intended to incite the American people to anger toward Russia for some reason, or our intelligence community is so ignorant and naive that they should all be replaced. And here's the kicker. Here is why it cannot possibly be an organized nation state. Because the hack on the DNC used a piece of malware a year and a half old, and there have been many updates since then. Do you actually believe the Russian intelligence services spend all their time improving their malware, and then when they do an important attack, go, well, I used that thing from a year ago, it only had a few bugs? No. This was done by an independent one-person kid that downloaded the software. And by the way, the software came from two different organizations they're claimed to be two different organizations that are related to the Russian government. That's absolutely false. They're called APT-28 and APT-29, and those designations come from FireEye, people who watch all the hacking groups. In truth, it's only one organization, and it's composed not just of Russians, but of people, kids all around the world. You can go on the dark web, download the software, hack somebody, and so this kid had obviously downloaded it a year and a half ago and had not bothered to update it. Please, this is not an organized hack, and certainly not a nation state that did this.
John McAfee, great to have you with us tonight. Thanks for your expertise here on the news. I appreciate it.
There you heard it, folks. I heard it. You heard it. This could not have been a state-sponsored, Russian-sponsored hack. Come on, folks. Either it's propaganda to incite the American to line up and get behind a war on Russia, or it's the demonstration of total incompetence by the intelligence community. Now, may I add a third one? Or maybe they're just trying to discredit this election and delegitimize Donald Trump. But folks, this was not a hack by the Russians, just like the news that came out over the last couple of days about Donald Trump doing all these degrading things in the presidential suite in the hotel in Moscow. Give me a break. What a joke. This is what the fake news is all about, folks. You know, there's another reporter. His name is Ben Swan. He's on CBS 46, a local CBS affiliate, and he does a segment called Reality Check. And I'd just like you to listen to what Ben Swan has to say. He has five problems with the claim that Russians hacked the election. Ben Swan on CBS 46 has to say in his segment called Reality Check. This is about a four-minute clip again, and just listen to it. And it ought to make us all start to think about what we're being spoon-fed by the mainstream media.
So the CIA says that Russia did, in fact, attempt to sway the U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump. And while most of the media is taking that statement as fact, we're pushing back and looking at least five problems with this claim. This is a reality check you won't see anywhere else. Well, by now you've heard that the CIA is sure that Russia did hack the DNC and John Podesta's emails with the intent of swaying the election toward Donald Trump. And predictably, here's how some politicians have responded.
The Russians are not our friends. It defies belief that somehow Republicans in the Senate are reluctant to either review Russian tactics or ignore them.
Our men and women in the intelligence community who gather and assess intelligence are very careful and very deliberate. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be in the positions that they occupy.
But what most media isn't doing is actually asking for evidence of these claims. I'm going to give you five problems with what the CIA is saying. Problem number one, how the information was released in the first place, because the CIA did not officially release this information. Rather, anonymous sources inside the CIA leaked this conclusion to the Washington Post on Friday. And then another anonymous source leaked the same conclusion to the New York Times. From the Post, the CIA has concluded in a secret assessment that Russia intervened in the 2016 election to help Donald Trump win the presidency, rather than just undermine confidence in the U.S. electoral system. The Post goes on to report this. Intelligence agencies have identified individuals with connections to the Russian government who provided WikiLeaks with thousands of hacked emails, and both the DNC and John Podesta's email accounts. So here's the second problem here. These anonymous sources, well, they did not provide any evidence to support those statements. And by releasing the information anonymously, there's no one accountable to provide that proof. The third problem here, the CIA lies. Maybe this should have been the first problem. Not always, but I can give you a number of recent stories where that agency has made claims that have been proven untrue. There are many public examples, but just two recent ones. The Senate Intelligence Committee blasted the CIA in 2014 for an ongoing, quote, culture of misinformation, which they said has undermined the public's trust in America's intelligence leadership. Also, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon said that, quote, that trust has been seriously undermined by senior officials' reckless reliance on secret interpretations of the law and battered by years of misleading and deceptive practices within the CIA. And what about that huge Senate report on CIA torture practices? Remember this? It was a four-year, $40 million Senate report. It found that the CIA repeatedly lied about brutal techniques in the years after 9/11. So please excuse us if the public needs the CIA to do more than just leak anonymously its conclusion that Russia tried to sway the election. Oh, and by the way, the fourth problem here, even according to the Post article, those CIA investigators, they haven't even come to an agreement on the conclusion. Again, from the Post, there were minor disagreements among intelligence officials about the agency's assessment, in part because some questions remain unanswered. Well, what does that mean? What are those disagreements? And without providing that information, how can we trust that these disagreements are actually minor, since that's, of course, a relative term? And that leads us to our fifth problem. The fact that repeatedly Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has said that the DNC leak was not a hack. It was information leaked to WikiLeaks from someone inside the DNC. Well, only days ago, a former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, said that he has met the person who gave the DNC emails to Assange and to WikiLeaks, and he says, it is not the Russians. Quote, I know who leaked them, Murray told the UK Guardian. I've met the person who leaked them, and they are certainly not Russian, and it's an insider. It's a leak, not a hack. The two are different things. So what you need to know is that on top of all of these questions is one fundamental issue that everyone is missing. The claim is that Russia decided to hack the election not by altering voting results, but by making public actual emails from the Clinton campaign and the DNC. Look, I have said this before and I will say it again. How bizarre is it that the argument is not that the Russians were trying to influence the election through lies or electronic voting, but rather the claim, if you really boil it down, is that the Russians swayed the election for Donald Trump by revealing the truth about the Clinton campaign and the truth about the DNC. That's reality check. Let's talk about that on Twitter.
There you have it, folks. There's another man's perspective. And God bless you, Ben Swan. That was excellent journalism. CBS 46, folks. That guy's doing some real journalism on his segment called Reality Check. So in recap, folks, you know, what did we hear there? We had some of the Senate leaders like Mitch McConnell saying the Russians aren't our friends. Well, why can't they be our friends? You know, we have Japan as our friend, yet they bombed Pearl Harbor. We have Germany as our friends, yet they fomented two world wars, or did they? But we can't have Russians as our friends, yet they fought with us against the Nazis in World War II. Oh, you got to have that big bad guy, you know? And then we had that other Senate official. I forgot who he was, but we heard that in Ben Swan's clip. These agencies are careful and deliberate. Really? Give me a break, folks. So what's the evidence? You know, how was it released? The CIA does lie. Remember, they lied about the torture at Guantanamo Bay. You know, they were cited in a 2014 Senate report for creating a culture of misinformation. And then what did Julian Assange say? This wasn't hacked information. This was leaked information by a DNC insider. Folks, I'm going to propose another perspective on this matter. I stumbled upon this blog by Frank Brady this weekend. It's called Enough. Carlos Danger did it. And then, folks, those of you who don't know, Carlos Danger is the moniker for none other than Anthony Weiner, husband to Houman Abedin, the right-hand person to Hillary Clinton. All these emails were downloaded to his personal PC. So do you suppose that just maybe these could have come from Anthony Weiner or somebody who was disgruntled within the DNC that had access to this unsecured laptop? Just perhaps. Could that have been a more probable cause? You know, think about it. He had complete access to Hillary's email. He had motive, revenge, okay? And lots of opportunity, folks. You know, Occam's razor is a principle that says that usually the simplest explanation is the right explanation. But why would we go after this Russian hacking meme if it's really that outrageous? Well, you know, what's going on in Washington right now? We have corruption on a corporate level, on a political level, on an intelligence level. And then we have this man named Donald Trump. Whatever you may think about him, who says he's going to come in there and drain the swamp. Well, what would these establishment folks want to do on both sides of the aisle? Divert attention. You know, pay attention to my right hand while I do the magic with my left hand. That's what magicians do. How do boxers box? They draw you away, and then they get you with the left hook. You know, they try to bring the other boxer's attention to the right, and then what do they get you with the left? Folks, that's what happens. And that's what they're doing. So you've got this bipartisan political establishment that's all in on this fairy tale. Why? Because they need an external enemy. They need a boogeyman to divert public attention from their continued criminality and their agenda, which is based on this move to the New World Order. They don't have our interests at heart. They don't have the interests of this country at heart. The enemy is within, folks. We need to wake up. We need to understand these things. And that's why I'm doing Veritas. So as I see these lies spewed by the mainstream media, like that one yesterday at the press conference with Donald Trump, and this whole scam that some CIA agent actually perpetrated, or some British intelligence agent actually perpetrated this this investigation into some corruption that Trump did. It's all a joke. You know, even Piers Morgan, who I don't really like, but he came out with an article that talked about how absurd all these claims are. It's fake news, folks. Trump didn't do any of that. They're trying to discredit him. And then people say, well, people fought back against the Obama administration for 8 years. Not with this kind of stuff. They didn't, folks. And then they try to draw analogies to this and the birther movement. Well, folks, if you've studied that birther movement at all, you know that the document released by the White House is a fake document. It was a layered Adobe file. It was not a true birth certificate. So wherever he was born, whether he's a natural born citizen or not, the document released was fake. Yet if you go there, it's just some kind of big lie. So folks, what we're going to do on Veritas here is take a look at some of these topics. And I got the title Veritas from the newspaper that William Cooper used to publish called Veritas. And if you look in the scrolling images on the header for this show, you're going to see Naked Truth. That's a Gustav Klimt piece of artwork that Bill used as the logo for Veritas. The clip I played at the beginning was an excerpt from Behold a Messenger. It was a piece put together by Complex Simplicity after Bill Cooper's murder back in 2001. And those of you that know me know I did research with Michelle Moore in the intelligence service. You know, Kadji with The Hour of the Time. And although I didn't know Bill Cooper like Michelle Moore did, I'll tell you one thing. Bill Cooper was a truth seeker. Whatever you may think about him, he was a truth seeker. So what I'd like to do is just carry on with this. I'm seeing so many lies in the mainstream media right now, folks, that I just can't sit still anymore. So I'm going to continue to do the SDG messages on Saturday mornings. But my heart's just telling me there's a need to get out there and to weigh in on some of these matters. So, folks, I'll continue to do this if I see that there are people listening to it. Let me know your thoughts on this. Let me know what you think. These aren't going to be long ones. They're going to be short ones. They're going to be very focused because I know our time's precious. But I'm going to try to pull some information together like I did today. We had these two clips. You heard McAfee and then you heard Ben Swan from CBS 46. And then I mentioned this blog piece by Frank Brady. And if you'd like to read his whole article, just Google Carlos Danger did it. And if you can't find it, email me and I'll send you a link to it. It's worth reading, folks. And then let's start thinking about these things that the mainstream media is trying to spoon feed us to create a public opinion. And let's get to the truth. You know, the one thing about truth is never done in the darkness. Jesus doesn't do anything in the darkness. And he said, I am the truth. So, folks, we need to be grounded in the truth, which is the rock of the ages, Jesus Christ. And I just encourage you, folks, if you're not a believer, to at least open up the Gospel of John and read it and see what the truth is. Folks, I love y'all. And we'll be back for another edition of this. I just want to play some more of that clip from Complex Simplicity, Behold a Messenger. And we'll be back, provided the Lord's willing.